I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
So I'm doing something a little bit different this week. My colleagues, Aaron Haig, Shannon Jamel, and I just sat down to talk about something we've been building for months, the Retreat Industry Forum. And here's the thing, this just isn't another conference. We want to be very clear about that. This isn't another summit where you leave feeling inspired, but nothing really changes when you get home. We created this event because the retreat industry needs it. For too long, retreat leaders have been told to play small, to treat retreats like a hobby, to piece together strategies from free downloads and Facebook groups. We're done with all of that. In this episode, we're pulling back the curtain on our vision and what we're building, what you can expect when you come to Denver and join us this May, and why being in the room with people who are actually doing this changes everything. This event just isn't for beginners and for handholding. This is for retreat leaders who want to grow and scale retreats within their businesses. If that's you, make sure you take a listen to this episode. Let's go.
This is so exciting, you guys. Welcome to our fireside chat with myself and Allison and Aaron. I just love talking anything that has to do with the retreat industry.
Yeah. And today we are talking about the Retreat Industry Forum.
You guys, I've been so excited. I know.
Believe it.
We are headed there in just a few weeks. By the time this comes out, it'll be just a couple of weeks. We're headed there to do our site visit and final plans and layouts and all that stuff. And it's just so exciting. And anybody who knows me or even doesn't know me, I sound like a chipmunk right now. Allergies, it's that season. It is what it is. But I feel great. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys and chat about the Retreat Industry Forum.
Yay. I know what we've really noticed is this shift in the people who are purchasing tickets and coming. And it was something that, like, all of us, I think at the same time, saw and noticed. And we have been talking about what sets the forum apart from other conferences and other summits and other things that are going on. And there was a moment where all of us were looking at who is coming and who has purchased tickets and who our sponsors are. And we're just like, oh my goodness, like, this is a room. This is turning into a room of really seasoned pros who, like, I'm excited to also learn from. Like, we certainly by no means are going to be the ones up there on the stage imparting all the knowledge. It's like when we look out at who's going to be there in those chairs and around those tables and having those conversations, it's really mind-blowing. I'm so excited about it.
I am too. I really feel like right now what I'm really noticing, and I've noticed this a lot just in some of the questions that we've had from people who've bought tickets, is that, you know, there are people that are saying, is this for new retreat people doing retreats for the first time or whatever? Because a lot of what we're hearing from people is that they have actually done a retreat and they're ready to take their business up. And personally, what I'm seeing a lot, and I know y'all agree with me, personally, what I'm seeing a lot is right now is a lot of programs, new wannabe retreat coaches, people like saying, we'll help you learn how to do retreats. But a lot of the people coming to our event, you know, are kind of past that point.
Yeah, totally. They're way beyond that.
Yeah.
They're either beyond that in either the retreat space itself, or one of the other things that we've noticed is they might be new to retreats, but not new to business. So they've got a super successful business in some other way. And now they're wanting to add retreats as a leg to their business, which is such a perfect marriage. And Allison, you talk about that all the time. So like, you know, adding that piece to your current business, whether you're a coach or whatever.
What I'm also seeing, and I've actually talked to a couple people who are coming about this, is, you know, having the retreat be that strategic next step. You know, we have a lot of coaches. We have a lot of successful brick and mortar business owners, people who are, like you said, are not new to business. but they really want that sophisticated, high touch, you know, in-person, high level experience, which is obviously what retreats are.
Yeah. And I'm super excited because as I look at the list and as we're talking to people, I mean, there are some people who have been in this industry for a very long time, who run dozens of retreats a year and have for years, and they run fully fledged retreat businesses with staff. And it's like a whole, it's a whole thing. And they're like, I have never found a place where I belong, because every summit or every conference, any gathering is so beginner level. And it's for people who, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they're like, I feel like if I own a venue where we are hosting 40 plus retreats a year, the rooms where there are first time beginner, how do I host a retreat? What is a retreat? All of those things, like that's not a place for them. And we have really, I believe, I'm going to pat us on the back. What we saw as a gap in the market is that there is not, has not been one gathering place for seasoned retreat professionals where this is actually their livelihood. This is their business. This is their profession. And in our messaging, we're calling those people in and they're like, oh my goodness, I feel, I'm excited. I'm excited to like talk to somebody else who does the same thing. I'm excited to talk to somebody
else. It's a very different conversation. Yeah, it's a different conversation because it's just, and it, the higher the level of the conversation, like just the more parts and pieces are involved, which is even why we decided to do this event in the first place.
Yeah. I have a colleague who sold, built and sold like this super successful retreat business, and it's all international, something like 40 plus retreats a year, maybe even more than that, I believe. And she sold it and she reached out also. And she's like, the woman who bought my retreat company, I'm putting the two of you in contact together. I think that she needs this.
Yep. Yep.
It is exactly what you guys said, though. It's about taking what you're doing, being in a room with people that help elevate each other in so many different ways. You know, the other flip side to this, though, Aaron and Allison, that we've seen, and it's been a much, much smaller number. So overall, the people who are successful and who are doing it or who are successful in business and adding it, that's who we're seeing that's purchasing tickets. But there's this small percentage, and we were just talking about this the other day, of the people who maybe are successful, maybe are doing it and are thinking that they don't need to be in these types of spaces.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate because, listen, I'm a seasoned entrepreneur. I'm a multiple entrepreneur. I've sold businesses. Like I've done, I could go on and on, blow my ego up. I still put myself in spaces with people who are growing and building a business and learn, where I can learn and I can feed off of what's happening and I can collaborate and network. And I'm not too good to be in these spaces just because maybe on paper, my level looks the same as the person who's running the event. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we've seen, you know, a handful of people who have reached out expressing interest, and then it is revealed that really they're looking for a speaker or a workshop or panel role. And we have been very honest that we intentionally recruited, contracted, and paid all of our speakers, workshop workshop presenters. Can you tell I come from a musical theater background? workshop presenters and our panel experts intentionally before we launched. And so when I hear somebody say, you know, well, I'm not going to go, I only go if I'm a speaker, I can't justify going if I'm not a speaker, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, the number of times I have gone to events not as a speaker outweighs the number
just
of
being
times.
In the room.
And every
being
time
in the
I walk
room
away
and
with
having
business.
The conversations with people there, like mostly every event I go to, I walk away with not just a list of contacts, but people that end up becoming new clients or we collaborate or whatever in some way. So there's just really not a downside. And I'll take that one step further, Aaron, and say that I don't care how successful you are in business. If you can wear the hat of being a student and a professional at the same time, there's no downside. You're never going to lose.
Right. Absolutely.
It's interesting, Aaron. You both pointed out something that I have noticed. Like I've now, the last 5 years, I've been getting on stages and teaching and talking, and it's been awesome. And in those same 5 years, I've also been an attendee of summits and conferences. I actually walk away with more business and connections as an attendee. And I'm saying this even though we are obviously putting this on, but Like, I walked away with more from everything that I attended as an attendee versus the facilitator or the workshop presenter.
Yeah, it's true. 100%. I recall I wrote a post about this. I sent it out to my email list also about the first time I attended a conference with a very well-known celebrity coach. I was never in this person's world, but I read her book and I was like, I love it. And I attended one of her events, paid in full $15,000 for the VIP ticket, showed up, walked into that room, and I walked out with $60,000 in new client sales. I was like, nobody knew who I was walking into that room. I was literally sitting at a table and in the seats. I had never heard of the speakers or workshop presenters, but there were networking opportunities. And it was during those networking opportunities that I formed friendships. And in fact, walked away with $60,000 in business. And one of my closest business friends, Nicole, is somebody who I met at that event in LA. I live in Florida, and she happens to live in Florida. And we now have quarterly lunch dates together where we're, you know, for years now. So I always find putting myself in a room with others who are like either doing more than I am or doing what I'm doing at my level. There will always be people who are still striving to get where you are. Just being there.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. To me, it's like there's so many other obstacles that people can come up with. And at the end of the day, it's all about investing in yourself. We talk about a few times, or at least if you've listened to my podcast, you know that I talk about this, that if there's not an investment, if you're not investing, you're not going to take it serious. You're not going to respect it. You're not going to grow from it. You just don't. And so one of the things that we believe in highly when we're putting on something, anything, Aaron, when you're doing your retreats, Allison, when you're doing your retreats or your workshops, when I'm doing anything, there's a level of intention and quality that's put in it, and it requires an investment. And that investment, though, always, always, always quadruples, five times, 10x. Yep. Is what you get out of it on the other side of it. But there does need to be investment. And I bring this up because some people are like, oh, you know, those prices, that I just can't afford that right now. You know what? You can't afford not to if you're wanting to grow your business. This is a conference, summit, forum, gathering, where we have experts that are paid to be there. We have experts that are going to share nuggets of wisdom and truth and just things that you can't really even put a dollar amount on. But that allows that extra value that we're providing. That is what feeds into that ticket price. That's what you invest in yourself. And so anyway, I just bring that up because a lot of people are like stuck on, well, I want to go to the cheap one or the free one, or I feel like, you know, this is just too much for me. Aaron, you and I both know, Allison, you know, when I join things, I mean, I'll lay down $25,000 a year just to be in a room with people.
A week ago, I just paid $35,000 in full to join a network of 7, 8, and 9-figure entrepreneurs. And I am walking in very much aware that I am going to be the minnow in a very big pond. But you know what? I'm doing it because it's more important to be in that room and surrounded by those people and to just take it all in. And like, one of the things I think that sets this apart, there are many from other, you know, summits and conferences that are happening, is that because we intentionally recruited the speakers and we paid them, we did that because of the caliber of expertise and their proven track records. We are not asking people, begging people, come speak at our event. Oh, and pay
and
to speak at our event.
Pay to speak on stage.
Right. And it's like without any like proven track record, you know, people positioning themselves as experts. And it's like, but where's the proof? Like, what have you done? You can speak on a topic. You can be very knowledgeable on a topic. But have you actually done for yourself and for your own business what you are telling other people you can help them with?
Yes.
And that really sets ours apart is like, every single person involved in this conference has had success over success over success.
Proven success.
Proven over and multiple times. And when we say that they're experts and when they say that they're experts, they're actually really experts, right? And so I'm excited for just the caliber of the people who are going to be on that stage.
Yeah. I think it's almost more costly to attend the cheaper one with speakers who pay to speak and then pitch from the stage, because you end up sacrificing your time for something that you're not going to get back. You're just not going to get the value out of that. And time to me is even more precious than money.
Yeah. And look, I'll just jump in here and say, you know, for people who pay to speak on stage, there's really nothing wrong with that. There's like a lot of, you know, events that do that. But at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that you're going to get business from it. Right. And so personally, that's why I think having the role as an attendee to me is almost as important as presenting and being a part of an event too, because you still get to have those unscripted moments that you just can't begin to schedule and make up and plan to have.
Yeah.
It's those conversations, like the ones between talks over lunch and stuff. Those are the things that change your business.
Yeah. You know, we've had a lot of people who have reached out and they've been interested and then they want to be a speaker. And when we say, well, our speaker lineup has already been confirmed, we don't have any space. Oh, well, that's too bad. Okay, well, maybe at the future forum. And I'm thinking, well, you are actually the expert, who we created this forum for as an attendee. And if you want to be a speaker and a workshop presenter and a panel expert at the next forum, we need to know you. We need to get to know you. We need to be with you in person. We need to know what you do. We need to vet each other, really, and have you experience the energy of the forum. And there are so many opportunities for speakers and presenters at future forums. I mean, listen, we already have Paris confirmed for November. We're looking at...
We just announced it.
Just announced it.
There it is.
We have our wait list for that. You know, we're considering Toronto or Montreal for 2027. Like, there are lots of opportunities for those who come to the table and want to engage with us and want to be a part of it.
But you know, Erin, that's exactly how we formed. I mean, if you think about it, all of us had an investment. We all put an investment into something to get together in person, each one of us. Allison did, I did, Erin, you did, to get together first in Champagne, France, and then to get together in London. We all had an investment in that and I'm not just talking, I am talking money. Like, there's a monetary investment. There's a time investment that we did, all three of us, to be together, to align our energies and to know, man, we've got something really special here. This is what these rooms do. This is what happens in these rooms, is these kind of collaborations, these kind of networking, this type of growth and expansion is happening in these types of rooms.
Yeah. I loved how, you know, when we were in Champaign, you both attended my retreat for retreat professionals after I was, what do you call it, Allison? I was the dog barking at
you. Were a dog on a pant leg. I want anyone listening to imagine if you have a dog tugging at your pant leg. That was Erin in my DMs every week until I said yes.
Be warned. You are warned.
It was. But I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating at all.
But I just had this feeling because we had all been connected virtually, and I felt a connection, and I was like, it could go one of two ways, right? It could go like you see people who are quote unquote your competitors. They're in like a similar space, and you can be like, oh, I'm going to distance myself from that person because they're my competition. Or you can be like, girls talking the same way I'm talking. I kind of feel like we're very aligned here. Yeah. Let's all get together in a room and harness that. And that's what happened. And then it led to a friendship over like daily Voxer messages.
Yeah, right.
Led to us being together at the Beta Forum in London. And that was a huge ask. I mean, Shannon,
huge.
There was no notice. And you were there for less than 48 hours, Allison, 36 hours?
I literally had to figure out how to get my ass on a plane and get there, because the next week was starting my Italy retreat.
Right.
So and that just brings up another point I want to speak to, is there's never a perfect time to do this kind of stuff. If anything, the timing never really works at the end of the day. Like, I had a million and one reasons that I could have told you, Shannon, I can't make it work. But I just kept thinking, I thought, damn it, I've got to be there. And I just made it happen. And that's just what you do when you decide you want something. You say, I'm in or I'm not, but I'm in with both feet.
Yeah. I told my husband I wasn't going to travel in October of last year because I was out most of September. And then November, I had 2 weeks in Egypt. I was attending a client's retreat in Egypt for 2 weeks, followed by a week in the Bahamas. So I was like, not going to be here. And I was like, don't worry. I am not traveling in October. Cut to Shannon. Do you want to come to London with me in October? I'm like, yep.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
That's pretty much how it went. And for me, it was like, I just got to get to New York. If I can get to New York, I can get there. Right. And it was like managing, like keeping all these balls in the air. But anyway,
I love this so much, you guys, because we have had some of that where it's like, well, let me see if I can rearrange my schedule. Well, I got to see if I can make it work for travel. Well, and the thing is, listen, you're either in or you're out, right? I mean, you either believe in yourself, because that's really what this comes down to.
Yeah.
You can believe and see our social proof. You can believe and see the social proof of our workshop presenters and our keynote speakers. But really, it comes down to you believe in yourself. Because if you're hesitating, there's a hesitation in yourself.
Yeah.
And we're here to challenge you and say, drop that hesitation and just show up.
Yeah.
Be in the room. I don't care what red eye flight you have to book. I don't care what you have to move around on your schedule. You just know, like, this is one of those knowings. This room is one of those knowings. Just look at the people who are coming, let alone what you can do for yourself in that space.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is, Allison, when you were coming to Champaign, it was literally right before, or I was after you were doing your retreat in the Keys. And then you were a day late because of a nightmare travel scenario. And then, like, I'm looking at, you know, I joined a network and I can't be there for the first full day. I physically can't be there. There aren't flights available to get me there on time. It didn't stop me from putting $35,000 down and saying, I'm going to show up even if I'm missing half of day one, because I know that it's important. And when we all did that, when we all made the like sacrifices to get into that room in London, Shannon, it was your husband, Nathan, who watched us. And he is a very well-known, sought-after keynote speaker, like, in the Fortune 100 circuit. Like, we're not talking, you know, little workshop things. Right. We're talking thousands of people who he's speaking to. And he's watching us from the back of the room. And he, at dinner, he was like, there's something here, guys. You guys, I'm watching this magic unfold with the three of you.
Yeah.
And that's when we were like, okay.
Yeah, he literally, I mean, I feel like we knew inherently, but hearing it from an outside perspective, and even though he's my husband, we're both very, very critical of each other and give each other real, real feedback.
That's the sign of a real marriage, being critical.
I'm telling you, there's no
other
fluff in this shit. My husband always says, as soon as his ego gets too big, he comes back to me and I'll ground him, because it's like, no, no, no. But he really, that night he said it. And then since then, when he's seen the collaborations that we've done and the energy that we have, the synergy that we have, he's constantly saying, this is something. This is magic right here. Between the three of your knowledge, experience, and passion, like between all of that from you guys, this is magic. And so, again, we're not even trying to make it all about us, but truly being in this space with us and with the people that we've curated and with the attendees, y'all, the attendee list is nuts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know you're not making this about us, but I believe that we attract people who vibe at the same level. And I'm going to use vibe as the language because we know there's a huge wellness sector in the retreat industry. And so things are on vibes and we are attracting people of similar, you know, mindset and vibrations. And what I'm really excited about is that this is not just wellness. The retreat industry, as we have all said over and over and over again, does not belong to women and it does not belong to wellness.
Yeah.
There is a huge spectrum of retreats from wellness retreats, silent retreats, spiritual retreats, healing retreats, all the way over to corporate retreats, leadership retreats, incentive retreats, business
artistic retreats,
everything in between, wine retreats,
tantric retreats, food retreats. There's
couples retreats, everything in between. And what I'm excited about is bringing people together, people, not just women, people together in one space to really share their experiences, their knowledge. And we're also we're going tech heavy. And I'm not a tech person. But Shannon, if you can talk to the advances in technology that we're bringing to the table.
Yeah,
absolutely. One of the things I think that as we head into 2026, and for sure by 2027, but really it's at the speed of light right now, is retreat leaders and entrepreneurs are noticing that their visibility has diminished greatly over the last 6 months. And they're trying to figure out what the fuck, why?
Yeah.
Why? What's happening? Right. How come my stuff's not being seen? My registrations are lower. My business is lower. What's happening? And part of that is the AI. It's AI and how AI and SEO work today. It is completely different and it's continuing to change. And I just did a keynote workshop in LA and I asked the group, I'm like, who in here is not using AI? And there were still five hands up in the air. And I'm like, okay, listen, I get it, but you're going to be left behind. And I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry to be the one to have to say that because you do what you want. If you want to be out in your garden, hanging out with the bees, like I can sometimes feel like I want to do.
Well, you do that on your ranch.
I do. But you can't stay there. You've got to be, or you hire it, whatever you want to do. But if you're not using AI and SEO the way it wants to be used, not the way you think, but the way it actually has to be used, you are absolutely going to be left behind. Yep. And this is something I'm super passionate about. I've taken thousands of hours of courses on it. As a matter of fact, I have my networking group that I'm going to next week. And the day before is a whole day, 8 hours of AI training that I'm flying in an extra day early, paying an extra fee to do this whole day training. Like, this is my thing because this is what is going to make the difference between being seen and not being seen. So I don't give a shit what kind of great, amazing, transformational retreat you have. It doesn't matter if people can't find it. And that's what we're going to focus a lot on at this forum.
Yeah, I remember when the social media wave came, when I had I owned a Pilates and yoga studio for 9 years and I was not on social media. It wasn't part of our marketing strategy. It didn't have to be. We were still doing mailers into mailboxes and magazine placements and Google search, that type of stuff. And then everybody was so anti jumping on the social media bandwagon. And now, retreat leaders cannot imagine running a retreat without a social media presence, and so much so that it's crippling them because all they're doing is social media. And now social media has transitioned. The algorithm is always changing. And as people are starting to lean into the AI, ChatGPT, social media used to be the main search engine for people. And now ChatGPT or any of these AI platforms is how people get their get their information and how they
And I think it also just speaks to the fact that, you know, and look, I've spent 30 years in the health and fitness industry, and I would go to conferences every year, you know, that weren't even about business, but that were about the newest trends and the newest advances and research and all that. And I think, you know, as any kind of professional, you have to stay current on not just what your industry is doing, but what the newest advances are. And the reality is that people are just meeting each other different these days. You know, I mean, back in the 1990s, when I opened my first studio, it was like all we had was in person. It was a very different world. And I'm sure people listening can remember, you know, can relate to that. But the reality is that you have to be talking to people every day too. And online is how we're meeting people. And so you have to have a working strategy, and AI has to be a big piece of that.
Yeah. And I think that those in the retreat industry, especially in the wellness sector, believe that because their mission is so important to them, that business cannot or should not be as important. And what we're trying to really help the industry realize with others who are actually doing this as real business is that the retreat industry and retreats in general are not exempt from standard business protocols, structures, and practice.
Imagine that, right?
Stop it, Aaron.
There's a novel concept.
Listen, there's always a place for the hobbyists. There's always a place for people who are playing at it or just dabbling their toes or just wanting to have fun. You know, I think that's true in any industry, right? Fitness, you know, anywhere. But what we're really looking to do is to normalize retreats as a business and a viable way for somebody to earn a living and a good living. Like, you can be as heart-centered. In fact, every business owner has to be heart-centered, but that doesn't mean that all you have is heart. Like, you have to run it as a...
You shouldn't have to decide between doing something you love and making money. There, those two can exist in the same sentence.
Yeah.
So when people talk about, oh, well, a retreat is like sacred. It's like it's supposed to be to help people, whatever. And I'm like, so, and your point is we're helping people, but we still deserve to be paid what we're worth and make a good living. But you know what? When we make a profit, we get to help more people. There you go.
That's our whole thing, though. We want to help people make an impact and an income, and they are not separate. There's no part of that that's separate. My keynote in LA, I was joking around with the crowd, and this is something that I'd love to say, is money doesn't make you evil. Like, people for some reason think that profit and money makes you evil. If you're evil, you're evil. Money will just expand that. If you're a good person, money will expand that.
It amplifies what's already there.
Make a lot of money and give it all away if you want.
That's right.
Hire more people. Invest it in programs that matter to you or organizations that matter to you. But do not devalue the retreat experience. The retreat experience is not a pair of shoes at Target. It's not an online course. It's an in-person, transformational, life-changing experience, whether it's business, personal, spiritual, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. It is a life-changing experience. Don't devalue that by not having there a good monetary profit exchange.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as we are communicating with potential partners and vendors and sponsors. I think that a lot of those who are coming to us might be a little, not shocked, that's not the word, but I think that they're like, oh, wait a minute, a little surprised by how we are operating and functioning from a very practical business standpoint.
Yeah.
A standpoint that involves honoring agreements, a sense of urgency, timeliness, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
And well, you know, we're used to working with people in more of a creative, collaborative flow. And I'm like, beautiful. And, but I will say, but this is
you should have structure to that too.
Yeah. We need to, we're operating as a business. We're communicating the way that any other business would communicate. And guess what? There are timelines and there are deadlines and there are things on the line and like waiting for you can't just be in this state of flow all the time.
And it's also, too, about honoring your word. You know, if you say you want to do it and you commit, then you follow through. And if you don't follow through, then you at least be honest about what's really happening instead of, well, this just isn't, we don't think this is really in alignment. Okay, I get that. Great. But we can't make decisions to move forward until we know what the problem is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that, you know, everyone who is coming to the table, and I'm really excited about the day that we're able to announce all of our sponsors. That's coming.
I was just going to say we're going to do a whole separate podcast to really highlight all of our sponsors, and that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the caliber of professional coming into the room. And as attendees, obviously, our speakers are great, the presenters. I mean, all of those, like, yes, but I'm most excited about the conversations with the people who are purchasing tickets as attendees who are seasoned, very successful professionals and being able to form relationships and connections with them.
Yeah, because this really can be for people listening, the most obvious next step for you is being in the room. Because look, we're evidence of that. Like, you don't know when a conversation is going to exponentially move the needle forward for you. That's what happened with us.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely. It's true. The whole goal is to elevate the industry. I mean, that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to elevate the industry as a whole, and each attendee to elevate themselves and each other and in this really very dynamic collaborative space. And I really do think, if we want to use vibe words, I really do think there's some magic that's going to be born from it. I know there's been magic that was born from us and will continue to be. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, come and get you a piece of the magic.
Yeah,
definitely. If you're on the fence, for anyone listening, if you're on the fence, you know, what I really want to encourage you to do is imagine where your business could be in just a few short months after coming and joining us and learning not just what we've been talking about, but taking advantage of those moments that you can't begin to even imagine for yourself. It can be that easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, stay tuned for us to come back and talk about our sponsors and a few more surprises that we have. As Erin mentioned, we just opened up the waitlist for Paris. That group is going to be smaller, more intimate. We're going to be able to get a lot deeper with the group, and we already have half of our total number is already in our waitlist.
Our waitlist.
We just opened it up. I know. So you definitely want to get in on that if Paris is on your radar. So stay tuned, everybody.